This podcast is intended for an adult audience and does contain some very graphic descriptions of sensual scenes. So please only continue to listen to this podcast if you are willing to indulge in your deepest desires and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. So, tonight's story. Martin has repressed his urges, his gay desires, since being a teenager, thanks to the onslaught of his overbearing father. But when fate gives him a chance, a way by some miracle, that he can experience all he desires, well, would you be brave enough to take it, even if you knew there might be hell to pay in the morning? And so join me and find out what Martin desires in this ever so slightly paranormal, erotic story. You know, if you want to hear your fantasies narrated right here, then it's so easy for you to just email me at devlin@wildinbed.com, and I will do my best to bring those fantasies to life. You can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just loosen your clothes, put your earbuds in, and close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice caressing over your body. And when you're ready to surrender to pleasure, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then let it go with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release your inner passions as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Martin shifted uneasily on his bed. The same dreams, the same voices, the same torment. Every night he had to endure this torture. Rolling over, he looked at the clock on the nightstand. 8:20 a.m. Rolling back, he sighed heavily. It was Sunday, which meant that he would have to leave for church shortly. Even though he had flown the family nest 3 years ago, some things were so ingrained that he felt he had no option but to go with them. If he didn't, he'd have to suffer his father's withering gaze and acidic words of criticism. The same gaze and voice that plagued him every night in his dreams. Especially when he had those dreams. Sexual, sensual, and hard. So painfully hard. Letting his eyes slip shut, his mind wandered to last night in the club. Sparkling blue eyes watched him from across the dance floor, making his stomach flip. Despite the crowds of people, there was just something that kept Martin's gaze fixed on the strange man. Of course, he had denied himself the opportunity of conversation, not wanting to invite the ogre of lust any closer than it already was. That damn curse he had secretly carried since he was a teenager. That embedded confusion about who he really was. Veiled in the club's darkness, Martin could not see the man's physique clearly, but that was okay. He had a very good imagination. Images of the man's naked torso were very clear in Martin's mind. Sculpted, but not overly so. A firm chest with ripples and grooves of muscle. A well-defined V-trail leading down flat abs into a narrow waist. A long, thick cock with drips of arousal leaking from the small slit on its dark red crown. Oh, fuck. Martin sucked in breaths, his heart thumping against his chest and his hands sinking underneath the sheets. Just the thought of running his fingertips down the man's six-pack made Martin's dick turn to steel. Cupping his painfully firm erection, he stroked up and down in determined, abbreviated strokes. Pausing for a moment, he slid open the drawer of his nightstand. In a moment of courage, he had bought a tube of CBD lube, just in case he ever took his fantasies further. Smearing the cold cream over his fingers, he pushed his fingers between his buttocks and explored his rosette. Within moments, the muscles relaxed and allowed his fingers to slide easily in. A bolt of need slid through him, the sensation of his ass being made full, making his cock ache in new ways. It was nothing like he'd felt before. Martin grabbed his erection again, his fingers stretching around his girth. He tried to stroke himself slowly. He tried to control his lustful desires, but it just felt too good. The image of the man's lips engulfing his cock flooded his mind. His hips were clenching and thrusting, his fingers caressing over his tightening balls before invading his ass with welcome submission. Shit, Martin rasped, pre-cum dripping from the tip of his cock as pleasure ripped through him like a shot of electricity. His feet pushed down into the bed, forcing his back to arch as he let out a ragged groan while imagining a thick cock breaching and thrusting and tapping against that sweet erogenous spot inside him. His cock erupted, warm streams of cum spilling over his stomach. Panting gently, trying to maintain the image in his mind, Martin lay back on his bed, but as always, the disapproving tones of his father shattered the dream. You're just a pervert. God would never welcome you in his house. And just like that, the euphoria was gone as guilt flooded his mind. Maybe this was unnatural. Maybe this was the devil's work. Maybe he was just a messed up pervert. A lone tear drifted down his cheek as he wondered why God had cursed him like this. Why give him these thoughts? Why plague him with these desires? Was it truly a test, as his father had said on so many occasions? The Lutheran church, the family attended every week, preached lessons of acceptance and that we were all the same in God's eyes. But his father had been cut from a different cloth. He had mentioned to Martin once, and only once, as glimpses into his inner workings were rare, that he had once sought to be ordained as a Catholic priest. But beyond that, he didn't explain. Why they didn't attend a Catholic church, Martin never knew. All he knew was that his father interpreted the Gospels in a way that suited him. It was obvious he would never escape this man's wrath, so he would have to accept that this was his access to the pleasure he craved, as limited as it was. Taking a tissue, he cleaned off the remnants of his hateful lust, before rolling out of bed and showering to ensure he was properly clean, in case he exploded into flames on passing through the church doors. The weight of his guilt hung heavily on his mind as he stepped out of the shower. Suddenly a memory flashed into his mind. There was a new flea market just around the corner from the church today. He could spend a little time there to lift his mood before going to church. He loved digging through undiscovered treasures, hoping to find something he might like to buy. He pulled his Sunday best suit from his closet and slipped into it. Looking at himself in the full-length mirror that stood in the corner of his room, he practiced the time-honored conversation he knew would form his interrogation today. No, sir, I haven't met a young lady yet. Yes, sir, maybe one day I can do my duty as an eldest son and gift you a grandchildren. He wondered briefly how understanding his wife would need to be. He surely couldn't keep his tendencies hidden for too long. She would surely realize pretty soon that he didn't find women a turn on. And then producing grandchildren would be challenging, to say the least. His shoulders dropped again at the thought. If there was a God, he must be cruel to impose this life upon him, Martin decided. Skipping breakfast as a mark of his independence from the tyrannical rule of his father, he left his apartment and headed toward the flea market. Well, if nothing else, he could distract himself for an hour or so before church. The sun was beautifully warm, far too nice a day to spend stuck in a church, he thought. A gentle breeze caressed him from behind, urging him onward. He had a good feeling that he would find something today, something that could fill the empty spot in the corner of his sitting room. A large vase had been there once, but that had been shattered in an unfortunate accident with a vacuum cleaner, and he had found nothing since to fit with the ancient Mediterranean aesthetic he was trying for. To say the flea market was busy was an understatement. It seemed like everyone within 100 miles had decided this was the place to visit today. The first few stalls that he got near had proven very underwhelming, largely occupied with people's crap that they had really no other way of getting rid of. The rest of it on those few stalls, he would rather die than have in his tastefully decorated apartment. Fighting his way through the throng of people, a wave of claustrophobia hit him. The warmth of the sun suddenly seeming oppressive rather than gentle and light, as it had earlier. His movement through the crowds became more akin to the movement of a ball through a pinball machine, bouncing from person to person, stall to stall, not even having a destination in mind, apart from escaping the confusion and heat. Suddenly the crowd vanished. Well, truer to say, the crowd was behind him and he could breathe again. Although the sun was now bearable and Martin didn't feel like he was going to faint, confusion still gripped his mind. The noise from behind still seemed deafening and echoed around his head. Closing his eyes to shut the voices out for a moment, when he reopened them, an elderly pair of eyes were watching him with what he could only describe as pity. Despite their obvious age, the eyes sparkled with care and humour, which belied the face that surrounded them. A face, Martin decided, he might describe as having the same texture as weathered leather, or perhaps a fig that had been left out way too long in the sun. Her mouth spread into a broad smile as she watched him, made even more disarming by her lack of teeth. Sit down for a moment, young sir. The crowds won't bother you here. No one comes here to look at Rosie's wares. A chair was pushed unceremoniously behind his legs. Unresisting, he fell into it. Would young sir like some water? She asked, pushing an ancient bottle of water against his lips. That's very kind, thank you. Martin stuttered, feeling a fresh wave of oppression from her over-enthusiastic desire to help. Sipping the water, it tasted as bad as it smelled, but somehow he managed to force it down. Looking over her stall, it seemed to overflow with a cacophony of items that really had no theme. Is this all yours? He asked, trying to sound interested. A pile of crap, no. It was my late husband's. I found it all in the garage after he passed. I'm just trying to sell it so I can have a night out and meet myself a nice young man. She said, winking. There was something about the way she watched him he found more than a little unnerving. Could you keep an eye on my stall when I go get a bite to eat? She asked. Yeah, sure. Martin replied, not sure how to deny her that favour. Watching her waddle off into the crowd, her elbows were obviously formidable weapons as they cleared a 2-foot space around her. He turned his attention to the mountain of items on her stall. From an initial inspection, Martin decided the young male population was decidedly safe from her efforts for the time being. As he was here and in no mood to fight his way back through the crowds again, he decided he may just find a pearl in the waste and started looking through the avalanche of items that decorated her stall. Whatever her husband collected, he thought to himself, he certainly had a wide range of tastes. Old football cards, ancient hand tools, model cars, and for some reason, a cardboard box full of very adult-looking videotapes. He had definitely been a man of varied hobbies. As he tried to move a well-thumbed box of Health and Sports Illustrated magazines, a pile of dust fell from inside, covering most of the stall. Not wanting her to return and see he had ruined what she might generously describe as her display, Martin started brushing the dust off the table, coughing as his actions sent plumes of dust circling around him. Something glittered through the haze of dust. It looked like some form of bottle. It was largely glass, and from what he could see, had a metal frame. It was difficult to see the details from the dredge of dust which covered it. Taking a deep breath, Martin blew as hard as he could on the upheld bottle, a cloud of dust creating a fresh, coughing fit and streams of tears down his face, and yet somehow not seeming to remove a single speck of dust. Looking around for a cloth to wipe it with, the stupidity of his search suddenly dawned on him. Rosie was not the sort of woman that would have any type of cleaning cloth. Curiosity prevailed over any form of sense as he rubbed the bottle against the inside of his jacket. Suddenly he was aware of a voice, looking round, but no one seemed to be paying him any attention. Yet he was sure he heard something. His efforts had affected the dust level somewhat, so he persisted, rubbing the bottle harder against his jacket, well aware his father would notice and criticize this bitterly at church. "Oh yes, that's it," the mysterious voice said again. Martin stopped again and looked around him, still no one paying him the slightest attention. "Oh, don't stop. It's been too long," the voice said with a desperate urgency. Holding the bottle up to the sunlight, Martin could make out shimmering colours moving behind the dust. A silver frame winked through the areas he had managed to clear. Martin returned to polishing the bottle, rubbing it furiously, whilst looking around for anyone that might be speaking. "Oh yes, that's it, yes, just like that. Oh fuck, I'm coming." The stopper on the bottle erupted from the glass and made a gentle tinkling sound as it dropped on the silver chain and bounced against the glass. A cloud of colour erupted from within the bottle and spiraled in front of Martin.
"I like your style, kid. Most people would just go and pop the cork, but you made it erupt."
The voice appeared in his head. Confusion flooded Martin's mind. "Have I gone mad?" he wondered. Suddenly the voice was there again.
"No, you haven't gone mad."
"What are you?" Martin mouthed silently, shock removing his capability of speech.
"I'm a bona fide genie in a bottle. Now, I should grant you 3 wishes for releasing me. But kid, I gotta say you deserve way more than that. So I'm gonna grant you 5.
Without thinking, Martin started brushing the dust from his jacket while staring at the bottle in his hands, aware there would be hell to pay with his father later.
"Granted."
The voice echoed from his mind. The cloud of colour whipped around him, and the dust on his jacket was gone, as if it was never there.
I didn't ask for that,"
Martin managed, still trying to work out what the hell was going on.
"You thought it, that's all I need. Whatever you desire, I can make it happen,"
the voice said with a disarming amount of cheeriness. The word desire seemed to hit a note with Martin, and suddenly his mind was an avalanche of thoughts and images. But he managed to whisper,
Oh, fuck. Just as the flea market, the people, the street vanished, and warm sand caressed his naked back as he lay upon an isolated beach. The sun teased his chest, her warm fingers tracing lines along his body, electrifying him. His body suddenly felt alive with passion. The ebb and flow of the tide caressed at his feet, moving up his calves. He could just stand up and leave any time he wanted. But then why would he do so if it felt so good? Bound by his own sensuality, Martin let himself fall deeper into the sensuous pleasures moving around his body. For the first time, he felt safe from judgment or criticisms. He felt absolutely free. Closing his eyes to intensify the sensual pleasure, he focused on the pink hue on the inside of his eyelids as the bright sun warmed his face. Suddenly the pink turned to black and Martin jerked his eyes open. There was a shadow between him and the sun. The air suddenly felt a little cooler without the sun's caress, and a ripple of energy raced up his spine. Sparkling blue eyes were watching him intently from the depths of the shadows, just as they had in the club last night. A powerful chest hung over him, dripping seawater. The cold caress of the water teasing at his warm skin, a stark contrast in sensations that ricocheted anticipation through his body. The length of the man's cock pressed hard against him, teasing his own erection to life. Lost for words, he nonetheless opened his mouth to speak. But in a firm yet gentle way, the man pressed a finger against his lips and said, "Say nothing. I know exactly what you want." Martin pressed his head back down into the sand and closed his eyes, surrendering to his wish. He didn't know if he was dreaming or going stark raving mad, but he didn't give a damn. He couldn't remember ever feeling so good or so turned on. Lips cold from the sea pressed slowly down his neck. The man's warm breath, feeling like a furnace compared to the icy cold seawater. The tip of his tongue teased warm, wet circles along Martin's trembling neck, catching the soft flesh between his tongue and teeth, forcing electricity to cascade down his body. The man's stomach pressed along Martin's aching cock, his body moving gently up and down his shaft as his lips explored Martin's chest, his hair dripping water, tracing icy lines over his body as his lips brushed over Martin's nipple, the whisper of a kiss forcing the tight peak to become as hard and firm as his cock. Martin's body reacted with urgency, trying to press his hips up and thrust his cock into anywhere he could. But the man was far too strong to be moved so easily. Instead, he ground his firm abs across Martin's trembling shaft, forcing a guttural moan up his throat. Circling his nipple with his tongue, Martin was sure he could come just like this. But the anticipation of what was to follow fueled his excitement further. Pausing for a moment, Martin was sure he could hear the man giggle gently at his obvious frustration before he took Martin's nipple between his teeth and dragged them so painfully slowly along it. Martin raised his hands, finding the man's wet hair, and pushed his fingers through the damp strands, pulling him tighter against him, wanting desperately to feel more. His lips moved over Martin's stomach, his pecs pushing up and down his cock, roughly rubbing his balls. Martin's erection throbbed wildly with the desire for what was to come next, that moment he had dreamed about so often. Kissing past his cock and down his thighs, Martin felt a pang of disappointment. His cock surely could not be any harder than it was right now. The man bit gently along the inside of Martin's thigh, his wet hair caressing his needy cock, teasing his balls as his mouth moved higher. Trying to control the burning desire moving through him, Martin grasped the man's hair tightly. He didn't want to just come as soon as his lips were around him. He wanted to experience it, all of it, but felt he was losing control of his own orgasm. The man wrapped his fingers around Martin's cock, pushing it back towards his stomach, exposing his balls to the relentless onslaught of pleasure, escaping the man's mouth. Gently he sucked, forcing trembles to vibrate through Martin's body as he gently moved his balls in his mouth. Sliding his hand between Martin's thighs, the man pressed along the avenue between his anus and balls, his cock shaking furiously with the sensation, tracing the tip of his tongue firmly along the underside of his cock. The man paused at that spot where foreskin and cock join, teasing it gently. Unable to suppress a moan, Martin growled at the sensation as his cock swelled with his orgasm, watching the tip of Martin's cock thicken before the man slid his lips gently over his cockhead before swirling his tongue around it, consuming the first bead of Martin's pleasure as he lowered his lips around the length of his trembling erection. His fingers pressed harder on Martin's perineum, sending bolts of pleasure shooting through his whole body. "Fuck," Martin hissed as a strong finger rubbed over that nerve center before moving towards his rosette, then easing a finger inside as his mouth moved up and down Martin's length, dragging the edge of his teeth over his burning head. Martin twisted with the intensity of the sensation, his hips thrusting as the wildfire burned through him. He cried out loudly at the relentless thrusting of the man's finger, invading that spot Martin was desperate to relinquish. Martin's fingers grasped the stranger's hair, lifting his hips and thrusting deep into his throat as his orgasm erupted. Not relenting, the man continued to finger his ass, accentuating the pleasure as wave after wave of orgasm exploded through Martin's body. Every nerve was alight with passion. Martin gasped out, "Please stop, it's too much." Then, with one last thrust of the man's finger and one final exploration of his tongue, Martin's body was spent of cum, every drop filling the man's throat. Lights flashed in the darkness as Martin closed his eyes, releasing a deep inhale of breath and immersing himself in the pleasure. Suddenly, Martin felt someone bang into him, shocking his eyes open. The noise of the flea market filled the void in his head as he struggled to keep his balance. "Quite a wish, kid. Seriously better than those folks who wish to win the lottery." Dazed, Martin took a moment to focus on the street. The flea market. The cold reality reminding him where he actually was. Then his knees buckled and he collapsed onto the seat Rosie had given him. Gasping for breath, his body still electric with nerves. "So kid, what do you fancy next?" the voice asked in his mind. Despite the colourful mist around Martin having no bodily parts, he somehow grinned at the next words appearing in his mind. "Really? Wow. Thanks for the invite, kid. Never been part of someone's wish before. And all three of us. That's gonna hit the spot." So next week, part two of our little Genie in the Bottle story. I hope you're enjoying it. A little bit different, you might say. So until next week, when we can get wild in bed all over again. This is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.